And it rained for a couple of days, hard too, so the sunshine come out, stayed about 2 days. I went there about the second day, and I began to spread it a little bit. I had more about 10 o'clock. Then that evening I went there and I made it a little bigger pile. The next morning about 10 o'clock I went there and opened it again, boiled it, steamed by 10:30. You could see smoke coming out of it.
Yeah.
I spread it again, and that night I made bigger piles. And the next day I went there about 10 o'clock and opened them up, and you could see smoke all over that place. It was steam coming out of it, you know. And then that evening about 3 o'clock I got help, and I spread it out very thin, you know. And the ground was dry by then, and the hay, it just pure and green, the leaves never fell. If it had been dry and wet like that, the leaves would fall off, see. But none of it fell off, and I got some help and took that hay in, and it was just as put in green as it could be.
Did you ever see a covered haystack that had four poles maybe and a sliding roof? You ever saw one of those?
No.
Out in the field? Okay. Now, what can you tell me about some of the places where you keep the animals? You said, what animals did you have at the place, and where would you keep them?
Well, I had a horse. I had as much sometimes. I had two pair of mules, two different times, three and four horses beside that. You know, I had always had one good plow horse, and I had one time I had got two mad at. I kept a little joke scare for my boys one time, and they traded off a man, a coat.
Uh-huh.
And then I had an old man, and most of them, they raised the coat with them, so we had them two, and I had that old black man that bought a pair of mules. And one of them died, and I sold the other, and then I bought another pair of mules. And we used them to fly with, and that old man, black man, she was, I always used her to fly my guard and things like that. You could fly without a ride alone, she just talked to her, she'd go, you know.
Yeah.
One of the best plow horses was in the country. The mule was good too, but if I want to fly a little stuff, I'd hold my line tight, she'd yes, we'd walk, you know. And if I'd say gee, gee, I didn't want to say too loud, she'd go too far, you know.
She'd go to the right?
She'd go to the left, gee, and harsh, she'd come right, you know.
Okay.
And she knew that just as good as anybody. I'd open my foot and I'd put two sticks in one, the other end, one here, and I'd move it every time I'd go on them two sticks, I'd look over, I'd never pull the line, just talk to her, and I'd keep the aim right with them stick right between them. I'd get the other end, I'd take the line and stretch on that thing, and never touch the ground, straight as a line. And talking about wood, when I was about 12, 13 years old, I had four yokes of goat. One of my older brother made a wagon. One of the wagons caught a fire one time behind. We burned up in the front. We was working out there and come to dinner. My daddy had a wagon out there somewhere. He was under some pine trees. The fire broke out, and they saw there was a whole of water there. The hind wheel was burnt, and one of them caught the shaft and run into that hole of water and put it out. The front wheel wasn't hurt too much, but they burnt a little. So one of my older brother cut the middle of the axle and doubled it that way and put some bolts in it and made a tongue on it. I'd hold wood all the money with them.